Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is a Thursday, May 3rd, 2018, and we have a live show for you today. Definitely looking forward to having the show today. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. And the number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And we are, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, please, please don't hesitate to give us a call. So would love to talk to you all today, and I always love to talk to you all every day. So give us a call at any time if you have any questions or comments. Okay, so listen, everyone, we're going to get ready to start today's show, and I just want to thank you all. Let me just say this. Definitely for those of you that are unaware of the how effective colloidal silver is, definitely you want to get that. I actually had food poisoning by fish recently, and the colloidal silver saved me a great deal of problems. My buddy that actually came in over the weekend, and that's where we got sick over the weekend, and it just, you know, took a little while for it to really, I thought that, you know, it was going to be all right, and then I didn't do anything about it, and then that's when it had me throwing up and everything else. So then I went into action and used colloidal silver, killed it. My buddy didn't have any colloidal silver. He had a much, much more difficult episode. So, hey, y'all, colloidal silver, learn to make it yourself. We've been talking about it for all of my, you know, the clients that we have that take the precious metals class and everything else. We familiarize them with that. It absolutely works. It absolutely works. It absolutely works. And that's why silver is the most valuable of all of the precious metals, because of what it can do. It could directly, it's the only one that could directly save your life. And believe me, it does absolutely work. So I was down a couple of days and just had to deal with it for a little bit, the nausea and everything else, but good to go now. Or at least I hope. You know, food poisoning sometimes takes a while, depending on, you know, a lot of different variables. So I'm feeling a whole lot better and looking forward to not having that episode shoot ever again. Tell you, colloidal silver, you definitely need to have it. So just wanted to let you all know that. Now, Everyone, please continue to support the network by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com, and make a donation there so that this network will continue to grow and move in the direction that it's been moving. Very, very important, in my opinion. So please participate in that. Make a donation to the network there, or you can become a member in a social media outlet known as BTR Community, where you can engage in all of the social media activities that you would engage in FedBook, aka Facebook, and other things without being as adversely affected. You won't be data mined. Your information won't be sold to any bidder. And everyone, they've been selling your information to everyone. That's how everything is finding you today, because they're using that platform to do it. And they're actually compromising your overall trust. And so why would you engage in it? I told you FedBook wasn't free. Just because somebody doesn't put a dollar account on it, because most people think a dollar is money. Just because somebody doesn't put a dollar amount on something, that doesn't mean that they're not charging. They've been overcharging you for FedBook for all of the nonsense that brings about. And we've been engaged in it, too. You know why? Because we want to and we like it. But then we don't like the after effects of what happens there. And many of you are unaware of the effects that it has, the negative effects that it has on your life, so that you will be unaware to the poison that's being injected into your system. So it's one of the plays and the pawns of the system. So don't be adversely affected by that. You don't have to be adversely affected by that. You can actually protect yourself by becoming a member in BTR Community for $24 a year. And this is a membership, so no one is going to be data mining you. Your information will never be sold. So come on over for $24 a year. And you can engage in all of the social media activities that you have deemed as being, necessary. So for $24 a year, BTR Community. You can find it at www.btrcommunity.com. 1 second. Sorry about that, all. BTR Community is a very, very important platform that supports Black Talk Radio Network, keeps it on air. It has a 30-day trial, free trial membership, and after that 30-day free trial membership, you can make your actual membership payment of $24 for the whole year, okay? So definitely engage in that. All right, also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by actually acquiring the precious metals through Prosperity Mint. Just when I thought I'm going to have to use some more colloidal silver, my daggone stomach is not. It doesn't hurt, but it's daggone. Yeah, I don't know if any of you have ever had food poison. Man, it's the pain in the butt. It really, really is. So I used some earlier today. And what I love about colloidal silver is you don't need much. But I think I'm going to need to use some again. So what was I saying? Okay, so Prosperity Mint. If you'd like to acquire real money, then go to Prosperity Mint, www.prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory, then send an email to info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. Tell them that you're a Tando Radio Show listener, and they will get back in contact with you, and it's going to be to your benefit. It's not going to be they're going to tell you the overall proper way to acquire the metals to your benefit, and that is the only thing that it's going to be used for. It's not going to be used for any further or future sale calls or anything of the kind. So definitely get with inquiring real money. It's going to be very, very important, especially for what's going on in the world and what's going to be happening. And today's show on Thursday, the 3rd of May, 2018, is the topic, some possible future events and their benefits, is going to be today's show. So what I want to do for today's show is that I would like to, you hear me talking about what I think is going to happen And some of the things that I said that I thought was going to happen, some of them definitely came to full fruition. I mean, to the letter. And some of the things haven't happened as of yet. And I don't think that they're not going to happen. I just think that there's delays on them. And some of the things didn't happen because I'm not the one that's creating this whole thing, but it does happen. I would love to hear from you on some events that you see coming down the pipe that you think is going to happen. Very, very important. And I'm going to give some events that I think that are going to happen that have some positive things and just, you know, opportunities for you all. But I also want to talk about a very critical event that happened last week, about a week ago, less than a week ago, that when I wasn't on air, that we missed. So definitely want to do that. All right, so let's get into what's in the news. If I break for a minute in today's show, just bear with me. All right, so let me get set up here. What's in the news? First article I posted, this one came from Sputnik News. Grab the popcorn. Trump promises to take on the EU in a new trade war. Very, very significant. Everyone, you know, these type of things, just because it's not Kanye West and just because it's not this and that, the high profile things that the speculative and crazy, you know, things that's going on, the gossip things that's going on and all of the distractive things that's going on. So a lot of this is distractive and propaganda as well. But it's very, very important because this has a direct effect on you directly, what's being played forth. And one of the things that I always try to do is I always try to go outside of the states to get some information to bring back to you, because you hear enough of the lies and the propaganda from the states and not knowing, you know, some of the things that's going on around the world, or get a heads up about what's going on in the world. Let me tell y'all, the rest of the world knows what's many people in different countries around the world are very aware of what's going on, and they are properly preparing. The states is probably the most uneducated but fully schooled citizenry on the planet, and is going to be to their own demise because of that. So this is one of the reasons why I try to use outside sourcing on things, and this is going to have direct adverse effects on your standard of living, you, and how you live, how you live daily. So be aware that these trade wars, it means this. This is basically what a trade war means. Ready? Your refrigerator is going to be empty. That's basically what trade war means. Your refrigerator has the chance of being empty by the one that wins the trade war by being able to lower their prices the most, and then engage in trade wars through tariffs and everything. Who is going to be able to withstand because they have resources back in their economy as it moves into a war? And I'm gonna tell y'all, the U.S. has very little, and the United States citizenry has none. Don't have any real assets. Very, very few U.S. citizens has assets. All of them have the same thing. Everything is a piece of paper contract. And let me tell you, it's only worth the paper is written on. Nothing. Don't care what it is. Don't care what it is. If it's a piece of paper contract, that is the preferred method of loan sharking and stealing that's being used against our people, against you, against us, against me, and against us collectively. Even for those of you that realize that and have moved away from it, you're still tied to it because everyone you know and love and everyone that you do have relationships with is tied into it. And they pull on you. They pull on you. It's like the drowner. It's just grabbing on to the first thing that they can pull as they go down. So it's just like the drowning, and that's really what's happening here. So check out that article. This trade war is going to keep coming until finally, within the everyday people around in this country, they're going to say, "What happened? What's going on? Why am I in this bad situation?" Because I've been telling you, the events have been happening and building up to it. It just didn't happen overnight. It was a methodical approach, and they take their time in doing it. And I'm going to tell you something. When you really only have about $20 or $30 in disposable income, you don't need the shit to hit the fan overnight. You need it to be drawn out. You need it to be drawn out for 10, 15, 20 years so that you can prepare for it, because it's margins. Your margins of being able to acquire resources is so small. And then you have to retrain the way that you think and the way that you conduct yourself daily. So you need to prolong. I remember it was a couple of years ago. It was before the 2008 collapse. One person kept saying, "Dave, you've been talking about this thing. When is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? When is it going to happen?" And I was like, "It doesn't matter when it's going to happen. Your butt ain't ready. You ain't even prepared. You better hope it don't happen." Lo and behold, boom, it happened. You know what the individual did? Called me and said, "Dave, what do I need to do?" Nothing. It's too late. You're done. So, tell y'all, it's for the everyday person here, you don't want the type of things that the system is planning for it to happen immediately, just like it satisfies our overall urges in entertainment in the movies, satisfies our overall need it right now, because we need it right now because, and we want something to happen right now because we're not sovereign. We don't have any real savings and money. So we need things to happen right away because we can't hold on to stuff. And because it doesn't happen right away, well, then it's like this. I love this one. People saying this. It's all right. Yep, it is. It's always all right until it ain't all right no more. And then the all right no more is more painful and more significant than just saying, "Oh, it's all right. It'll be all right." Naivete. So, hopefully, I appreciate the opportunities that the system does in doing things slowly, because one of the things that I know that the reason, in my opinion, why they do it slowly is because they know that they'll catch more fish. They'll catch more people unprepared by doing it slowly. If they did things rapidly, you can't pull that trick. Go to somewhere and let some criminal start walking. What I mean by that, check this out. See, and this, go somewhere in the country, and for those of you that are very familiar with being able to read the signs of somebody that means you no good intentions and they're walking towards you, go somewhere and have someone walk up on you, and you already know that their intentions is to, let's say in a car, to carjack you, or if you're a lady, to steal your purse, or if you're a gentleman, to try to steal your watch. You'll see that person coming from a mile away, and you'll start to go, that knucklehead is up to something. Why don't we do that with the system? We don't have that same awareness, keenness. I'm going to tell you why. Because we can see it. And the system knows, don't let you see it, and you'll never have a clue that it's coming. Nor will you have the proper adjustments to prevent what is coming from adversely affecting you. For those people that do prepare, the system really don't care about you because your overall marginal impact is so small. So small. It's irrelevant to them. They don't care about you. What they do is this, is how they deal with you is very easily. They let your family members go down and they know where you are. They let your friends go down and they know where you are. They let your community collapse. And when the community collapses, it drowns you in. It's like a suction, a vortex. It just spins you into its overall demise. So, very, very, very important. So check out that article. Next article, let me get back to this. Next article comes from UBS, and I'm going to do something on tomorrow. Very, very important thing about the petrol yuan, petrol yuan that UBS has done. Here we go. UBS, first global bank to apply for control of its China businesses. Oh, man.
Bye-bye, American economy.
This is huge, and tomorrow you'll see why when we do Financial Fridays, but check out that article. Next article, this comes from Bloomberg, and this we need to do a show on this. We need to be protecting our elderly and our people that have worked so hard, and for those of you that have and you're acquiring some things, good for you, but remember, as you get older, you're going to be a target. How criminals steal $37 billion a year from the American elderly. So we need to definitely have a show on that. That is a preparedness self in itself. I'm going to tell you, if people that are elderly, you know what? Don't have them list their telephone numbers. Don't let anybody know their numbers because, man, and just that alone, the scams are so bad, and it's getting to become actually sanctioned scams that are being attacked against the elderly because of what's going on in the world, and we need to know about that, and that's another article I posted about that. Next article, got this one from Natural News. Hold on 1 second. Got this one from Natural News. And this was one, add 7 disability-free years to your life by simply practicing healthy lifestyle habits. This is so true. Everybody that's on this, that listening to this show needs to be doing that. Hold on 1 second. Me included, you included, no one is excluded. Everyone is included. Sorry about that, you all. This is live radio, and this is live radio by us, so I you know, my overall radio etiquette isn't so proper, nor would I ever want to have some of the proper radio etiquette, so that I had to definitely grab something to drink real quick. Okay, so as we go on, next article, very, very important one. I got this one from Active Post. This is critical. As Iran drops the dollar, U.S. court orders them to pay $6 billion to victims of 9/11, despite no evidence. Wait a minute. Where did Iran come into this 9/11 thing? Boy, this is so whoever, then pretty soon they're going to say Syria and Russia was involved in 9/11 as well, when the very one, accusers are the ones that did it all. So check out this, and this has a lot to do. This shows how we're moving to this overall war paradigm that is going to be very, very harmful and very, very painful for the everyday person here. I'm just going to say it this way. It's going to be painful for you, regardless of who you are. Make sure it's going to be painful for me. And I'm trying to do as much as I possibly can in light of the threats that are going to befall myself, my family, my friends, the community at large. So this whole thing is already set forth. Check out that article. Next article, this is a really, really good one from the New Yorker, how the elderly lose their rights. This is sick, this article. Absolutely sick. So we're going to come back to this next week in... Let me tell you something. Rights is something that man gives you. And And that's a facade of the truth. You can march, fight, chill for all the civil rights that you could ever have. They'll give you freedom, but you'll never be sovereign and self-determined. You'll always be the slave. Freedom means that you're a slave to the system. And we're going about things in the wrong for all the wrong reasons, because we don't know any better. I don't want rights. I don't want freedom. I invoke my sovereignty. Yesterday, Brother Davis had a great, great show. Hopefully you all caught Brother Davis's show. Scotty asked Brother Davis a very, very important question. He asked, is our birthright something that we should fight for or defend? I think that's what Scotty, and I thought it was a great, great question. I'm glad Scotty asked it. And or what is our overall obligations to our birthright? I will say this. I wanted to chime in. I know Scotty knows, and you all know, and you said it for a reason, just to give the thought, to spur the overall thinking of the people to be motivated to an action. Our birthright is this. It was given to us as a gift from a great gift giver, that being the great creator. Now, what you do with that gift as it's given to you, it is no longer the gift giver's possession. It memorializes their harmony and hope for sustainability and prosperity for you. Once the great creator gave us sovereignty and self-determination, the great creator needed to do nothing more. Everything else is on you, us. That's why when I hear people praying to the great creator, why are you praying for something that was already given to you? Now you need to act on. If someone, let's say you are a child, if your parents gave you a car, a bike, a computer, a phone, how you take care of that phone shows your appreciation to the gift that was given to you. When you fight for freedom and rights, you're squandering what the great creator gave to you for sustainability. It shows no real appreciation. It shows your overall obedience and idol worship to man. I know that's a hard thing to swallow, but that's the truth. The great creator never gave you rights, because rights distinguish a boundary between you haves and the have nots. You have rights within man's system. The great creator gives you no rights in the ecosystem. What's given is self-determination, sovereignty, and the overall promise of prosperity from the energy that you use. Man is in objection to that. The only thing man gives you is the options to obey if you listen. Some point in some time, we need to stop listening to these. Man, sometimes I wish I could talk, and I can't always do that. I had to stop myself. I'm going to make sure that we have the appropriate family radio show. Man is so important that we stop listening to these liars, listen to these deceivers, and listening to the cowards that have compromised their morality for someone else's agenda. Your birthright is now your responsibility. It's your responsibility. If you treasure it, you will defend it. If you see it for what it's truly worth, It is your prosperity that can be memorialized, that you can leave as an inheritance generation after generation. It's not selfish. You become like the great creator. You can pass that self-determination on. You know what we do? We do it like a lottery ticket. We try to cash that crap in for our overall gain individually. That's what the system has taught us. And we do that by proclaiming our rights. Slaves proclaim rights. Slaves petition within the overall confines and under the overall umbrella of the law, of the written law, and ignoring and turning their back on the spirit of the law.
Question, Dave.
Hey, Scotty, what's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm doing the best I can. I want to ask some questions to present another perspective, and I'm going to use my family as an example because it's a lived experience, and I'm trying to conceptualize what you mean when you say sovereign rights, which come from the Creator, and not, you know, fighting for your rights in the courts. But okay, let me present this to you. There's a whole lot of people on a lot of land that they stole, and that they stole from our family. So with cooperation from the banks, and you know, but anyway, if I went to these people and be like, and some of them like second generation, matter of fact, yeah, the ones that's it's first generation, say, the first generation of them, and these are white people, that don't matter though, but first generation of them then died off. So it's the second generation, which is around my mom's age, and then those around my age, or my little brother and them age. All right, so it's a whole lot of them, man, that if they would present that argument to us that, hey, we're sovereign and you ain't gonna make us move off this land, then my family probably would take the view that, well, it's my sovereign right to kick, you know, you know what, off. And it comes to violence, right. So that's what I view the courts is for, to prevent situations from devolving into violence, because some people, man, they won't leave. And it's my sovereign right to reclaim what was stolen.
Right.
But to keep it nonviolent, because they not gonna, if I go ask them and say, hey, I need y'all to vacate the premises, that land, that deed you got is fraudulent, so, you know, I need you to get up out of here. What do you do in a situation like that if not go to court? So I'm just presenting a different side of it to keep the dialogue going and minds thinking. So, but of course, the callers know they welcome to call in with any of their questions. So I'll leave you with that, Dave.
Man, great, great. And I'm glad you said that. Let me tell you what the court system is for. Whenever someone goes to court, let's go to a civil court. What's the first thing you always, let's say you listening to, what's some of the, Judge Brown and some of the court shows and everything else, right? There's supposed to be a judge, right, that is supposed to be the administrator of the law, right? That's what they're there for. What's something that you always hear the judge say? And once I say this, you're all going to say, yep, I've always heard them say that. The judge always asks, let me see the contract, right? Just to answer Scotty's question, what Scotty is saying is absolutely right. Let me see the contract. Because whatever's written in the contract, the judge can't go against it, regardless of how severe, mean, lopsided, or anything else, because there's an agreement, there's a consensus. There is a cooperation.
Now, that contract of fraud, though, Dave, the judge got to consider that, too.
Yes. Yes. The contract is, but even if a contract, I'm going to just tell you this. every contract that man has drawn up in his legal system is based in fraud. Because the premise of the court system is fraudulent. It's completely fraudulent. Here's why it's completely fraudulent. For those of you that are in law, you should have this book, and it's called The Black Laws Dictionary. And those of you that may have it, I want you to go to one word. I want you to go to regulate, regulations. Okay? If you look up the word regulations, this is what it says in the Black Laws Dictionary right now. It's a noun. The act or process of controlling by rule or restrictions. Regulations, the process of by which identifiable groups of people, such as licensed lawyers, governors, or direct their own activities by rules, specifically as an organization or industry, to control, oversight, or direct of its in self according to rules and standards that is established. Self-regulation is also subject to oversight. So now, that's self-regulation and that's regulations. So what does the word regulation mean by the Black Laws Dictionary? It means to establish control. And why would anyone ever want to establish control? For their benefit. This whole judicial system is set up for controlling of the people to establish, to fix the overall law to benefit and to have an establishment of benefit to the overall system itself, not to the ones that the law was written against. And the ones that the law is written against is everyone that petitions the court. So they've already put in regulations to, and it's a fix. That's very, very important. Why is that word fix so important? Here's why that word fix is so important. If you were going to go to a boxing match and they told you that the fight was fixed, what would you think about the boxing match? That someone else outside of the overall two fighters or the two contestants, the outcome of this overall contest has nothing to do with their abilities, their styles, their will, their heart, or anything else. The overall interest that will be bared from the overall outcome, this is going to benefit someone that is not involved in it. And they're going to fraudulently determine the outcome for their benefit, for their established control. That's what happens within our court system. So what I'm saying is this. Until we stop playing by the rules collectively, and it is not going to be by one person, because it's not one person that has already momentumized the energy that the court systems, the judicial system, the executive system, the legislators have. They have the momentum of millions. Until millions walk away from this, this same prevailing subjugation will continue to happen.
Hey, Dave, but to my
the thing
question,
is that
though,
this is
Dave,
not publicized and is not talked about as an alternative.
But,
yeah,
Dave,
ahead,
to my question, though, bro, is these people are not going to peacefully leave. So,
no.
So I don't see, because we're not that type of people, but I don't see us rounding up a posse to forcefully move these people, because we ain't no fools. We live behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. because their law enforcement will come out there and shoot us all down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that I'm talking,
you're absolutely right,
and you're right. When we take them to court, we do want control back of the land that was stolen, and it will be for our benefit because they've been benefiting from that which is not theirs. So again, the violence question is Well, in a situation such as that, what choice are you left?
Yeah, great, Scotty, you're absolutely right. You know, they actually established the overall regulations. Whenever you hear somebody say, whenever you hear the government is going to regulate Facebook, they're going to regulate this, they're going to regulate, who do you think they're going to regulate it for their benefit? That's what establishing control is. It's, regulation really means it's to establish a fixed control. So what Scotty is saying, yes, they actually created this whole system by violence. And they uphold this system by the overall ability to have millions give their energy to uphold their overall decrees by violence. So how are we going to break this overall stronghold? Well, with anything that's strong, you never ever go against it where at its strength. You go against it at its weakness. How do you break this overall stronghold? Hold on one second. How do you break this overall stronghold? Very easily. But it's the hardest thing to do. Is that everyone has to get tired of this system and no longer participate in it. If they don't participate in it, just think about this for one second. If everybody you know and everybody we know all of a sudden decide not to do one thing or another, not to throw rocks and bottles, not to shoot at, not to get a tank, not to get F-35, not to get a ballistic missile and shoot it, but we do the most powerful thing of removing our energy from this whole system. What would happen to the NFL if all of the black people in our community stopped going to games, stopped doing all these other things, and stopped doing everything else? That overall league would collapse. Great point. Look at what happened to golf. Golf was on its last leg when Tiger went under. Why? Because it wasn't able to galvanize the momentum from Tiger Woods anymore. So we would, just as we uphold the law, if we would walk away from the law, there would be no Congress to decree a law. And they can have their meetings, but they would have no bearing on us at all. But it's not going to take one person, two people, because it wasn't one person or two people that put it together. It was millions that gave their energy and legitimized it by giving their energy to it. And now it lives and it breathes. At some point in some time, we're going to have to say, we've done this long enough and not a damn thing has changed to our benefit. We're going to have to do something else. Einstein said it best. Einstein said, if you have a problem, you can't use the same consciousness that created the problem. You have to think anew. And that means not thinking on the terms that we've been schooled to think. That means thinking on our own sovereignty and self-determination. They don't want you to be you. They want you to be a citizen. So when we think of it that way, that's the solution to it all. Because the system is as powerful as it is because of the contributing factors of the millions that give energy to it. That's how you beat a stronghold, is that you don't attack it directly. You do the most proper and prudent things. Where is it the weakest? And its weakness should become your expertise. And it will not stand. So is it going to be easy? Absolutely not. I'm going to say something about this system. It wasn't easy for them to establish the momentum that they have now. It is going to take that same effort and then some to reverse it. Have you ever seen a train that's flying down the train tracks? It takes a long, once it gets up to speed, it takes a long time for it to stop, let alone go backwards. We got to first stop it and basically stop our overall engagement in this system collectively. And it's going to take more than one or two people. It's going to take us all. So we got another caller in queue, and they said, Brother Dave, go ahead.
Greetings, Brother Dave. How are you, Brother Scotty?
Hey, what's up, Jenna? How you feeling?
I'm still learning, man. I'm not sure if you understood Brother Scotty's question. If I may, I would like to interject. Brother Scotty,
no, I understood it.
One of the things, Jenna. Oh, okay.
No, yes, I understood it. I understood it completely, and it was a question that we all need to be asking. What is the real solution to this thing that prevails us, that ills us? So no, I understood it. But go ahead.
Oh yeah. Okay. My question was. As far as the deeds to his family's land, I wanted to add in that if they have a faulty deed, and this goes to the point of until this system has ended, we still are, like you said, regulated to the rules that are pushed upon us. So if the deed is fraudulent that they have, somebody in your family should have the original deed that is... it's not a watermark, it's an actual it's wax, a wax mark. It's what you get from the county.
Yeah, all those contracts, just to chime in, all those contracts is recorded at the every county has a what they call it, recorder of deeds and stuff. You could go
from the controller's office.
Yeah, so they have those records
and all
too.
Of the public records. Yes.
Yeah, the county of municipalities, I believe that's what they call it now. If you could present that is a good way of getting what you're trying to get done started. My question to you, Dave, right alongside of Brother Scotty, is that when you, like I said, until we end this system, until it's ended, like you said, it's going to take more than one or two people, how do you regulate those things? Say, for instance, they have family that's in the court system that may be deferring that so it's not getting to the judge or what have you outside of violence, because if they have all of these means to deflect it away from the magistrate, which that's who you'll end up seeing because there are no judges per se, how do you handle that without physically removing these people?
Great point. And let me just say this. If you participate in the system, that means you become an ambassador of the system. This is a hard thing for me to learn and to realize. And I'm saying this, is that as Einstein said, we can't use the same consciousness that created the problem. Doesn't matter what the county records said, they stole the land. And the county records can also be, they can also delegitimize the county records by their overall new codes and everything else and be able to legalize you and delay you and overall prolong you in the courts that you can't afford to defend yourself by the proper filings. See, this is all a rigged system. It's completely rigged. And if you're playing by their rules, then they rule. At some point and at some time, what I'm saying is that there should be no filing that you do. There should be no petitioning the courts. There should be no piece of paper, because I'm going to tell you something about a piece of paper. It's still just a piece of paper. This is why they got come up with the phrase that it's only a contract or a piece of paper is only as good as the paper that is written on, meaning it has no intrinsic value at all. That means nothing. That truly means nothing. One of the things I'm going to tell you what I think the most important thing for us to do individually and collectively as people, until we move our energy to where we stand still, and I'm not talking about marching, I'm not talking about protesting, because all of those are put forth by this system, and they tell you that this is what you need to do to get your results. And that is all playing within the rules and the confines of the regulations. Because for every march that you have, you need a permit to do it. You got to ask them, permission. This is what we need to do. It's the hardest thing in the world, but it's the easiest solution to our problems. Every single person is not going to go over well, because everybody's going to say, but. That's why we're still here. Every single person needs to stop paying their bills, stop going to work, stop doing everything. As my grandmother said to me, David, if you hang with them, you become them. David, if you hang with them, you become them. We got to stop hanging with the system and totally remove ourselves from it. And I know everything is going to be, but how are we going to eat? How are we going to do this? How are we going to live? Guess what? The life that you were shown since you were been at birth has been a life of subjugation and enslavement. You want to hang on to that. As Harriet Tubman said, you'll still be a slave. But until we all collectively have a real, true sit-in, and what I mean by sit-in, we sit down and do nothing and let this whole system collapse around us. And then from that hardship that's going to come from there, nothing that is worthwhile, nothing that is prosperous, nothing that brings you prosperity is easy. And until this whole system collapses, and then when it collapses, what is ever left among us, because some of us ain't going to make it once that collapse happens. As soon as that collapse happens, then the global community, regionally or collectively, should decide the next set of events to happen by their energy. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm getting ready to go to a commercial break. I'm going to tell you something. There is no wild animal. There is no wild animal that petitions to live in their birthright. We're the only civilized ones that do it. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell you a couple other things that I think should happen. If you agree or don't agree, hey, call us, let us know. That's cool. That's how you roll. That's how you think. But I'm tired of doing and seeing the same things and expecting a different result. They ain't crazy. We always have been. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056, and this pretty much goes into today's show, because I definitely want to talk about some of the things that's going on in the careers as well, and this kind of chimes into what we're talking about now. And You know, that is the real solution to it all. But the thing is, are we willing to pay the price to being sovereign and self-determining? See, everybody wants to have a slave. In this system, the system teaches you to get ahead so you can have as many slaves as you possibly can have at your beckoning call. A slave is this: if you go into a department store, you have plenty of cash, and the people that are working at the department store don't have as much as you, and they have to say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, how may I help you, what can I do for you, this. See, they're slick in what they do. They always have been slick in what they do. You can rent someone to do this and rent someone to do that for you. Because of your socioeconomic status that has been actually put into place and legitimized by the letter of the law. And it establishes a new hierarchy, a caste system. And the system teaches you to go to their schools so that you can be higher up on the caste system and not like the lowly, dumb people over here. And the great creator doesn't see you as more relevant than this person over here at all. You have this talent, they have that talent. But what we do, this system establishes the boundaries of how we legalize and live our overall relationships with people, the have and the have not. The system teaches us to be a great taskmaster. It teaches us to want to have slaves, and it makes us to where we'll fight to tooth, nail, and to death to make sure that we're not one, make sure that someone is our slave. Until we break that back, there's nothing good in this system. It's deed and it's creed do not correlate equally. They'll tell you all articulately how their overall deed is for you to have liberty and all this other stuff. That's just the pieces of, that's just nothing more than ink on a piece of paper that is worthless. Their deeds show their real actions. And we don't want to really break that. They're so entrenched in our overall thinking. The first thing that people say when you say something like this is, how would we live? Then go ahead and die. You're doing a good job of that now. Until we walk away from this system, until we no longer give energy to it. And when I say we, I'm not talking about one individual. Now, there are some individuals that I know that said, I'm done with it, D. They left to go off and live within the ecosystem. They learned how to work, and they left, and they gave it all up. I know of three people that's done that because they got so fed up on waiting on everybody else that they said, you know what? I want to go do it, and they did it. At some point in some time, I already know me, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And let however it goes from there, I'm cool. Because when you get refused to engage, you refuse to petition, you refuse to fight a battle that's already been rigged against you, and you think that is, let me tell you something, the house never loses. Why would you ever think that there is any liberty that's in store from you? What this system pushes is that right now you on the bottom, but just stay in the system long enough, we'll get you to hate that person there, then we'll put them on the bottom, and you'll be on top of them. Do you see the demonic mentality in that? That's the devil's lair. To breed hate, confusion, and discontent. There is no prosperity in this system. It's all compromise of morality. What's your price? System will always come at you with the temptations. What's your temptations? We can give it to you if you'll just bow down to us. You want to go to school, be esteemed, be given authority that we'll give you? Sign your soul on this contract. Everything is a contract with them. Why is everything a contract with them? Why is the signing of your name so significant to them? Why is it so relevant to them? I'm going to tell you why. Because there's a spirit that goes along with it in obedience. You're obeying to this system. So if we ever want to, it's kind of like, I'm gonna put it this way, and I think most of you will get it. Once you join the mob, once you join a gang, you can't get out unless you die. Because everything that you've got since you've now been a admitted member, a jumped-in member, a card-carrying member, a proclaimed member, once you get in, all of the spoils that come from that entrench you even further into it. Now you can't leave because you just can't figure it out. And at some point, we got to figure this out. You can't live in this system and have sovereignty. If you really want sovereignty, you got to walk away from this system. But you can't walk away, in my opinion. Yes, you could walk away individually, but the most sincere thing to do and the real fight is to push for everybody else. Not to push them, but to educate them by propaganda, by means of everything. There is no expense should be spared. And saying, walk away. They had that, what, movie last year? What was it? Get Out. Get Out. As long as we stay here, and as long as we're tempted by everything that's offered to us here, we will stay in the overall layers of hell. And the devil shall rule. Mighty funny. The great wild animals don't seem to worry about where their next meal comes from. They just seem to go about in the glory of the heaven that they already live in until they run into a great demon named man. Here comes trouble. If the wild animals are wise enough to run away from a two-legged bipedal figure, they're a whole lot smarter and everybody is going to school. Because everybody wants to be the hunter. Nobody wants to be the prey. It's real easy. There should be a global move of not participating anymore. You can't make me participate. Just because they write all their laws only become effective when the people start obeying them. Stop obeying them. Just ignore them. Just move on. Go on with your life. Do the things that you find yourself in your talents and do those things. This system will be gone. Because it's fragile to that. It's just as fragile as your physical life. It needs a heartbeat and a pulse. And at any time, if it ever goes into fibrillation, it definitely needs to be reshocked. And they do it all the time. So the answer to this whole system, you can fight for land, you can fight for whatever is yours in their courts, but you're going to be beholden. You're going to have to remember, you're going to be beholden to their decree, their precedence, their jurisprudence. And you never know how they're going to go. Someone else may have an interest in what you have, and then they'll establish the fix. They'll whisper to them behind closed doors. Say, we'll need to regulate them. You need to regulate them. If we don't regulate them, they're going to be free. Excuse me, they're going to have sovereignty. If we don't regulate them, they're not going to fall under our overall control. Every shepherd has to control the sheeple. Else the sheeple will realize the direction that this shepherd is going in ain't to my best benefit. It's to his or hers. So when we talk about really breaking this system, it's the easiest thing in the world, but we're further away from it than we really, really think about. Because it's the hardest thing to do. It's so hard to say no to what you're addicted to. It's like a drug, and we're addicted to this system. And until we go through the withdrawal, the drug withdrawals, and break our dependency on it, we'll always be captured by it. And everything will be an excuse for us to stay right where we are, because we don't have a problem. I'm good. I'm fine. Everything is good. It's because you high. So the day that we decide collectively as people on this planet that we're not going to participate, we're going to just sit down, all of their jobs will go away. All of their regulations, their courts, they won't have anyone to summons. We actually walk ourselves on this destructive path because they can't make you do it. Yes, they can physically push you and everything else, but they can never, ever force your will to surrender until you say, Uncle Sam, until you give in, until you give up.
Hi. The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk.
That's all right. So, got you, Scotty. So, really, I'm going to tell you, stop paying all of our bills. Collectively, everybody, not just one or two people, because they got room for one or two people. They ain't got no room for everybody. I know. I remember when the riots happened in L.A. If it was one or two people out there riding, 100 people out there riding, they would have had perfect response for that. When that whole city went, that system showed how fragile it was. It couldn't move. It was meaningless. Because a few people in the multitudes were going in one direction that was more than the resources that they could muster to respond to it. This world can't take one state of people sitting down and saying, nope. They wouldn't put that on TV. They wouldn't let nobody. They would black that out right away. Because you know why? Because the great fear of that spreading like wildfire means that everything that we worked so hard, all of the schools that I went to, all of the people I stepped on, and all of the theft that I is going to go for naught. That's really what we're contending with. Our constitution, our individual constitution. Are we going to allow somebody to tell us the direction to walk to our demise? Or are we going to look at them and say, you crazy, and go a different way? Because whenever we give energy to them, we legitimize their system of subjugation and enslavement. Man, I've been doing it my whole adult life, and I had no darn clue. You remember what Brother Davis said yesterday? If I knew what I know now, I would have never, ever done it. I would say, Brother Davis, I'm glad you did do it, because there was a resonant energy about you that knew that there was something wrong with this, and it was eating at you. Though it tricks you, didn't get you to surrender. The moment we stop surrendering to this, the moment that we'll be able to stand on what the great Creator has given us as our peace. And I'm sorry to go on that rant, but I know what this system is planning. It's planning to maintain its overall stronghold over every single individual that's listening and all that you know. And it wants you to look at them as God. Look at them as, you, if you can't beat them, join them. You know the old saying? Can never beat City Hall. All of these are sayings to get you to subjugate yourself and fall in line. The courts, the judicial system, the legislators, the sense of sovereign governance over this planet is the problem. The solution is what beats inside of us. Who are we, and how do we identify ourselves? Do we identify ourselves by the overall birth name of subjugation that was memorialized on the day of that they say that we were born? I would say, well, we were never born. We always been here. We just happened to come back in a physical form. We've always been existence. Our existence doesn't begin and end with our overall physical life as an American citizen, as a Pakistani, as an Iranian, as a British, as a Canadian, as a Jamaican, as a Puerto Rican. I know other entities on other planets look at this and they look at us and say, Boy, they lost. And they move on. Wouldn't you? We always talk about how if some aliens come here, how they would harm us. No, I'm going to tell you what we really had. Any alien come from any other planet, I guarantee you the first people here will kill them. We'll try to do them harm, because that's the way of this school. It's the way of this trend. That's who we've become, because we've been taught to do that. I'm not worried about any aliens coming here. I'm darn sure I would be highly concerned about the children that I bring up here. You don't worry about no aliens. The hell is right here. And the great purveyors of it. So when we talk about making some real change, are we really committed to doing it? I got to ask myself that. You got to ask yourself that. Don't look at me. I'm not looking at you. But I definitely know I need you. Because the benefit of everyone on this planet finally waking up and saying, I'm not going to pick up your bullets. I'm going to pick up your arms. I'm not going to pick up your phone. Not going to pick up your check. Not going to pick up your voice. I'm just going to sit here until you can't take it no more. And my silence is going to be deadly. The system will collapse practically overnight. It would not be able to sustain itself for 1 week. Here's why it wouldn't be able to sustain itself. Because we as the overall people of the work of the earth do all of the work. We give all of the energy. And until we quit, this stuff is going to continue. So I have to quit. We're going to have to quit being foul towards each other. We're going to have to quit being dishonest. We're going to have to quit being overseers. We're going to have to quit being exploiters. We're going to have to quit with our ambitions within this system, because then though all of those ambitions are malevolent ambitions, contrary to who we possibly could be. Yeah, I know. Impossible. That can't be done. Damn right, and look at what is produced. As I said before, now you're stuck here for the rest of your life because you just can't figure it out. All of that negative energy to becoming sovereign and self-determining, that's because that individual can't see the truth, because their overall prosperity is tied to the lies of now. How am I going to work? How am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to eat? I ain't seen one bird with a time card in their hand. I ain't seen one dog other than a dog that's been taught to go retrieve through domestication the mail. Checking the mailbox for the bills. We do, though. The so-called civilized ones. How do you keep a fool ignorant? Tell them that they're wise and preferred and have preference and are better than, have dominion over, are more qualified, are special, are chosen. Tell them that. They'll believe it. So, in that, well, something that happened, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Over the weekend, last week, something very significant happened. And it's all a part of the setup. There was North Korea and South Korea met at the DMZ. And if you look at the two celebrity figurehead state heads of states, they just displayed to you the affinity and the fraternity that they've been in for a long time. They just put it out on public display. I'm telling y'all, I thought Kim Jong-un and old boy from South Korea was about to have a very obscene engagement in front of the cameras. The way they hugging each other and everything else. It was borderline obscene. I thought they needed to censor some of it. Here's what's up, in my opinion. What you got to see. Remember the South Korean, I don't know if y'all saw the South Korean head of state. had it look like his grandchildren, and they look like they known Kim Jong-un for a long darn time. He look like he done known Kim Jong-un for a long darn time. I'm going to tell y'all because they have. It's all a charade. It's all a scam. It's all a part of the fix. Here's what's significant about that. The reunification of the Koreas is very, very important for the system of subjugation and enslavement. Because what it's going to do is it's going to reestablish a new hierarchy that the overall gleaming students of this planet is waiting for, a change. And that change is going to be at the behest of the downfall of the empire known as the Corporation of the United States. The whole world is waiting for it. They can't wait to join into it. They can't wait to be a part of it. They can't wait for justice. There's nothing just about it. It's all a stage. So the Koreas reunify, and they said that they want to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Did you hear what they said? Go back, check it out. It's an article that I posted. When we come back out of the commercial break, I want to read it to you, and I want to give you a little thoughts about what I think is that means and what's going to be next. It's all a scam. It's all a setup. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call, 704-802-5056. CUNQ will bring you up. Talking about the reunification of the Koreans, of the Koreas. And North Korea said that they are willing to denuclearize. They're willing to have inspectors come in. They're looking forward to, they will destroy the overall testing facilities that they use to test their ballistic missiles and their nukes and everything else. One, because that's where they did, they used to do it. They don't need it no more. They already imploded it and messed it all up, and it collapsed. They got what they got. They needed. They not only did they get what they needed from for themselves, they got it for Iran. They got it for everybody else as well. And all the uranium that the overall celebrity figurehead, head of state Hillary Clinton, and the former celebrity figurehead president of the United States, Obama, with the uranium, gave the uranium to Russia, and then Russia gave it to North Korea, and North Korea then gave it to Iran and North Korea to make their bombs and everything else. And there are other celebrity figureheads that was involved in it in the Senate. Old Tyrannosaurus Rex, John McCain, probably involved in it majorly, and all those war hawks, all of that was a big scam. It was all part of the fix. It was all done through the regulations. This is why they come up with these committees. This is why they come up with these departments. And they tell you that these departments, the EPA, the FDA, and all this other, all these things, they come in with the regulations. Do you know what regulation means? It means to establish fixing controls. So they set it all up, and then now the North Koreans is shaking hands, rubbing bellies together, hugging each other, kissing each other, all on them for the whole world to say, to see. And it's a setup for depopulation. Here's what's going to happen, in my opinion. Now they're going to go to this summit with celebrity figurehead Trump, and they're going to be like, yeah, we want to denuclearize. And John Bolton said, remember what he said? He said that North Korea Libya is the perfect how we handle Libya is the perfect way to handle North Korea, is the perfect outcome for North Korea. Well, what did they do in Libya? They overthrew it, killed Gaddafi. That in their overall change that they wanted, they elected new people over there. Let me tell you something, babies. The people don't elect anybody. The system decrees who goes where they're going to go based off of their overall commitment to their agenda. Whenever you fall in that commitment, they get rid of you and put the next one up. So North Korea, they're going to go into a summit with celebrity figurehead Trump, everybody, all the world's media, all the stage will be set at the DMZ. They'll have these wonderful meetings and everything else. The whole world will see it. The whole world will be on their edge to wait to see what happens there. And they come out of that meeting, North Korea is going to say, we're going to totally denuclearize. We'll let people come in. But this is the thing we want to do. And South Korea is going to say this. Our brethren from the North, we believe them. We support them. We're behind them. And we agree with them to denuclearize all of the Koreas. We don't need nuclear nukes anymore. Do you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? That means that they're kicking the U.S. out. Because North Korea has nukes that have been brought in by the U.S. Excuse me, South Korea has nukes that were brought in by the states through South Korea. They're going to denuclearize the whole Korean Peninsula. As soon as they had their overall belly-smacking meeting, there was an urgent meeting that China had with Kim Jong-un. What China said? Good job. This is how you outmaneuver the stage of the states. It's how you get everybody to fall in line. They're going to say they're going to denuclearize not only North Korea, but all of Korea. South Korea don't have nukes. The U.S. brought their nukes to South Korea, and they're going to say, you need to take these things bye-bye, and the military, too. We don't have an enemy at the North anymore. So you ain't wanted here no more. Then you know what's going to happen? No, we're not going. No, you got to go. You got to go so much that we just signed on with the petrodollar. I mean, with the petro-yuan. We just signed on with trade deals with Russia. We just signed on with trade deals with China. We don't need you anymore. We don't need you and your military joint exercises because we don't have an enemy at the North no more. So why your military here? You know what the U.S. is going to say? I don't know, but we're not leaving. And as a matter of fact, Kim Jong-un was lying. He got nukes. We just found them. Netanyahu, you didn't see the second part? After Netanyahu talked about Iran, and he started talking about North Korea. They got nukes too, and we giving them 48 hours to get to destroy them nukes, because they just did a chemical attack in New York. It's all a setup. It's a complete setup. Complete setup. And everybody here is going to fall for it hook, line, and sinker, like we fell for World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Spanish-American War, the Vietnam War, Afghan War, Iraq War, Syria War. All these wars have been declared by people that don't fight them, and funded by and upholded by people that didn't gain anything by it at all. And when they set this whole thing up, this Korean thing is going to fall. They talking about celebrity figurehead Trump need a Nobel Peace Prize and all this other stuff. Wait till you see the surprise that the world has for the U.S. to further depopulation globally. And the U.S. ain't going to go down quietly. It's going to go down with every single person here that has extended, that has a family member that's under 35 years old, is going to be called upon to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and our way of life. That Constitution is never written for you. Has no benefit to you at all. You're the upholder of the Constitution, so that that Constitution could be a contract that they can always go back on with legal recourse against you. And all of them are structured that way. You know, this is not a rabbit hole. It's just a ditch full of lies and manipulation that's filled with ubiquitous fraud. And we fall for it. We condone it. We harbor it. We aid and abet it. We allow it to live. Because we die so often for it. We die to our moral convictions. That inner voice in us to tell us, no, something ain't right here. This ain't cool. They're trying to get over on you. But we've been able to numb that through our addictions and drugs, their drugs, addictions in their way of life, our addiction to their economy. Our addiction to their crumbs that they feed to us like someone sitting at a park bench that happens to be nice enough to feed the pigeons for the day. But the difference is the pigeons don't pay no tax. The pigeon don't put no energy into this whole thing. The pigeon ain't the burden bearer of his own demise. The pigeon happened to land there. There are many throughout the world that are becoming well aware of how fraudulent this system is and how they no longer really want to participate in it. And I'm going to tell you, the system has a meter, and they can start to gauge when, the natives is getting restless. The savages starting to murmur. That's why biblically they talk about murmuring. The savages is starting to murmur. You better do something about it. And their plan has always succeeded, because throughout history, we've always obeyed their decrees. They declare war, we fight it. They legislate a law, we obey it. They create a debt, we pay it. It's never enough for them. Nor do we ever see for us, it may be never enough for them, for their insatiable appetite, but for us, it's always a cowardly surrender that we do. Peacefully. Today's world, being peaceful means just go along with it. Go along with the law. They tell you it's the best thing for you. If you don't stop at that red light, you're going to hit somebody. Well, if you wasn't in that car, on that road, needing to get to your job, to give all of your energy, and they give you worthless pieces of coupon, you'd have never been there in the first place. Just hadn't seen no traffic lights in the wild kingdom. They may follow a trail, but their trails don't be having stoplights that they got to stop and pay a toll. Nobody. So, as we speak now, everything is destabilizing itself against us completely on the global stage, as it always has. It keeps going. But now it's becoming more and more apparent, because now they have to have it more and more apparent so that they can create the chaos and then offer you the solution that you will be begging them for. Israel just told Russia, hey, you know all of those anti-aircraft batteries, missiles that you got all through Syria? Don't turn them on no more. Because if you turn them on, I got a black community in the Americas that will fight and die and give up everything they had, use all their talents and ability when I just make a whisper. And that whisper is, hey, send them savages to war for me. Come up with anything. They don't think. They obey. They do what we tell them to do. They vote. They pay their taxes. They listen. They're good, law-abiding citizens. They pledge their oath to die. But let me see if they're going to do it. Go ahead, send them in. And I'm going to tell y'all, it's just that easy. It's just that blatant. It's been that way for a very, very long time. And because no one has really stood up to it, because all of the leaders that they gave you, they've already interviewed them to see if they were suitable to speak for them, to speak on their behalf, to represent them. And as soon as they pass the test, they say, hey, lights, camera, action. Put a mic under their chin. Put a news call sign underneath them, ABC, CNN, Cerebrally Naive Network, all British criminals, nothing but criminals, and criminal broadcast system, CBS. They put them all up under there and give them a platform. And you know what everybody else says? That's what I want to be like. He on TV, she on TV. They smart. They got it going on. Didn't even see the makeup that they was wearing, did you? Man. In order for us to change what ails us, we got to stop drinking the Kool-Aid. We got to stop getting food poisoning. One thing I know about this great ecosystem, the power of this of our free will. Once the great creator has given you your free will, can't nobody make you do anything, not even the great creator. So all of the problems are ours to solve. All of the problems need solutions that we need to interject. And I would just say, let's not do the craziest stuff by continuing to do the same things that we've been doing in the past and got the same results. Because they got World War 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 12, 50, 100, 2,000, all waiting. You know, we really look at it, we're probably up to World War 40,000. This might be World War 40,003. We're constantly at war. We always lose because we always surrender. This war can't be won by weaponized technology. This war can't be won by a high-paid lawyer going into speaking the good king's English to the other king's magistrate, queen's magistrate, king magistrate, whoever the hell they pointed for today. This war can't be won by paying coupons that they print or create digitally. They take out of a monopoly box and walk on over to the Federal Reserve note box and take those out of there, and then we think that there's a difference between the monopoly box that is sold at Toys R Us that's going out of business, and we go over to the Federal Reserve note box and think that that has some great creator nobility and intrinsic value that is going to be profitable and beneficial and bring some form of inheritance to us. System ain't wrong. We be thinking foul. We acting foul. We don't think for ourselves. We wait for somebody else to tell us. We wait for somebody else to speak before we say, yep, I agree with that right there. We don't act on our own talents, abilities, uniqueness and individuality that the great creator gave us. Did the great creator make a mistake? Giving us so much self-determination and sovereignty that we enslaved ourselves? I wouldn't hold that to the great creator. It should fall in the overall consequences and ramifications should fall right where it does every day at our feet. We deserve everything we got because we created it. We allowed it to live. There's no leader that comes back through a hologram or is here right now or still to come through birth or through whatever process of indoctrination that they like to use. I don't know them all. I never hung out with them like that. I know some of their minions. I don't know the ones that control everything. Don't want to know them. Have nothing in common with them. So from the leaders that they're going to accept, There is no sovereignty that can be rebirthed to you. It was perfect the first time. The second time became the curse. I know it's a hard thing because everything the system taught us to do was to get mad at David and anybody else that would say something like this to you because they liars. They don't know what they're talking about. You just keep doing what you've been doing and tarrying on and everything will be all right in the morning. Well, been a lot of mornings that have passed. I don't plan on wasting no more. I would love for us all to walk in the uniqueness that the great creator gave us. But the only way that that's going to happen is until we walk away from the lie that man schooled us, indoctrinated, trained us, domesticated us, and captured us then. It's a great key that we have that unlocks it all. And that key has never been far away, it's always been near. It's always been within our grasp, it's never been out of reach. It's always been right there, but we've always been distant from it. We choose to be. We want to be millionaires and billionaires in the system. We just want to function and be all right. I don't need everything. I just want to look. We want the system to stay right the way it is. We just don't want it to adversely affect us. And then we'll talk a good talk. Say, we don't want it to mess up the brothers and sisters in New York and Cali and New Orleans and St. Louis. We really say that, but we don't really give a darn about those individuals there because we ain't did a damn thing to change everything. We haven't done anything that's really meaningful because what's really meaningful, first thing that we do, we call it poison. We act like it's poison. And we know it's the truth. You go to court, you're under the rule of the court. Put it to you this way. If a bully punched you in the nose, would you go to that bully and say, why don't you set up a little meeting for all us to talk about what you just did to me and then you decide how the outcome is going to be tomorrow for me? I'm going to give a good, elegant presentation. Go ahead, write the rules of the meeting that we'll have. Give me the rules and I'll abide by all the rules that you write. And then I'll be at your mercy, at the mercy of your court. Can you hear what we talk about, be at the beckon and be at the mercy of the court? Come on, y'all. We got a great opportunity. As this world moves into World War 40,003, as it starts to be destabilized, we need to do something absolutely opposite of what they expect and want us and trained us to do. We need to do nothing and let it all happen. Walk away from it, give it no, ignore it and see how long it will be able to stand. Yes, you could come up with all but you come up with a but because you don't have the overall fortitude to do what's necessary and hard. You don't have the overall testicle fortitude to walk away from what you want from this system. That's how they got us. We want something from the system. And until we don't ever want another fix from this system, it will continue to pump our veins full of their drugs to our demise. It's real simple. So until then, I guess we're going to plan another march. We're going to have another articulate leader. We're going to have another opportunity to kick some brown people's butt overseas that we never met or known, or some white people butt over in Europe that deserve it because of this and that. And we're going to kick some yellow man butt over here because the uncle said that he bombed New York and all this other stuff, and that's why you're hungry now, and your uncle needs you. I want you.
Now, and it just automatically, by default, goes to them. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole reason why they doing that. And like I said, I learned.
Sorry about that, my man Jerry. So the solution to it all is quite apparent. Very, very easy. When you stop playing by their rules, they no longer rule. When you stop playing their game, the Olympics end. Before man came, before the overall system of segregation came, we were much like the overall ecosystem and all that's there. The water was clean. The air was unpolluted. The food was real. The injuries could be cured. The illnesses weren't rampant. Had cures for everything. There was a problem. There was a solution that was passed down over generations that established culture. There were no fads. The babies were born in the multitudes, and the fathers were present to teach them, and the mothers were there to nurture them. We've lost that, y'all, and it's not coming back until we go back to it. Much love, much respect. We got to get ready to get out of here. I went over a little bit. Never goodbye. Always will see you later. Won't be able to do anything else. Thank you all. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.